body, speech, and mind held in perfect oneness. I send my heart along with the sound of the bell. May the hearers awaken from forgetfulness and transcend all anxiety and sorrow.
Ba nghiệp lớn thâm tình, người lòng theo tiếng chuông, nguyện người nghe tình thức vừa thoát nẻo đau buồn.
Good evening, my dear brothers, sisters, and friends. Welcome to our weekly meditation session. Today is Friday, May 21, 2016. I'm so happy to back to the temple from a few weeks away from the temple for this Vaisakh celebration. Vaisakh is the name of the month in India about this time. And instead of using the term Buddha's birthday celebration, they used to use the term Vaisakh more than Buddha's birthday. Because Vaisakh is the celebration, the three important dates of the Buddha, the birth of the Buddha, the enlightenment of the Buddha, and the death of the Buddha, the Nirvana Day. So when it's come to this time, in the old tradition, in the Theravada's tradition, we celebrate the three important dates of the Buddha, not only Buddha's birthday. So sometimes in order to describe in English, so English speaking can understand what is the Vaisakh mean, we used to say Buddha's birthday, but actually we should say the day to commemorate the birth, the enlightenment, and the Nirvana of the Buddha. And you too see that when it's come to this time, all the temples around the world, they decorate and they have lot of ceremonies in order to honor the birth of the Buddha. In Buddhism, of course, we have understand the true facts of life. There is no birth, no death. But how come we still celebrate the birth of the Buddha? Birth, when we heard the word, it means we start to come. So this is a small reminding that we should let or we should allow the Buddha in us come to this life every day, not only once a month or once a year. But every morning when we wake up, we open our eyes and we know that today I have a new day to live. When you declare, I have a new day to live, it also means you were born, because we may die anytime. So every morning when we wake up, we were born again. Because we used to say that when you go to bed, you leave your slippers under the bed and you may not have a chance to put them on again. So this is how Chinese people describe the fragile of life. How we, our ancestor, remind us how fragile, how short is our life. We can tell when we were born, when we will be born, but we are unable to tell when we will be die. There are a few things that you are unable to tell. What kind of sickness we will have in the future. We don't know. We don't know when we will be die. We don't know where we will be die. And we sometimes don't know where will we reborn in the next life. So when you sit in meditation, and the one of the monk will help us to go back to ourselves, breathing in, I am aware that I am still alive. Breathing out, I smile. We do smile, but when we have lot of money, when we have a new job, when something please, you know, we hope, we wish, but we never smile something very gentle like this. We very rarely to sit down and smile, oh, because I'm still alive, because I'm still breathing. How do we smile? Use the time. We used to laugh, we used to smile whenever, whatever we wish that's come true. Actually, we only laugh at a certain, you know, a special things, but we never laugh or smile at something very simple like that. When we are able to walk, is that a pleasure? Is that a happiness? But we don't smile at that. And sometimes people who walk and smile like that, and we say something wrong with that person. Because we used to think, you know, smiling and laughing at something. So that's why one day the Buddha lifted up the lotus and the Buddha smiled. Thousands of people around the Buddha are surprised. What happened? Why he laughed? Why he smiled? Only one person can understand. Actually, when we asked Mahakasipa, our dear eldest brother, why do you smile at the lotus? Nothing. I see a lotus beautiful. I laugh at it. I smile at it. The Buddha smile. I smile along with the Buddha. There's nothing. We used to not to list symbol as things that to us. We expect things to be, you know, abnormal. But when every day we live in normal condition, actually we don't like it. If somebody say, is there any news? No, nothing new. So boring. But if something, you know, suddenly, accidentally happened, and what happened, what we will say, oh, I just wish I can live a normal life. You see, that's why we need to practice a lot. The word practice here means we need to come back and to recognize things, you know, manifest as it was. Today we complain, oh, raining all day. But in Phok Mak Ma Rae, they hope that can rain for a whole week, for a whole month. So sometimes we need rain. Sometimes we need sunshine. Sometimes we need cloudy day. Sometimes we need a sunny day. Then these are all the cosmos. These are all diamonds that come to our life every day. So if we have, that's why when the Buddha declared, up above in the sky and down to the earth, I am the only one. So the word I am here, we should not understand that the Buddha proud about himself. But the word I am here, the Buddha want to remind us. There is nothing as precious as our present moment. Another word, there is nothing as precious as our enlightenment, our mindfulness, our awakening. We have this physical body. We have to accept this body getting older each day. This body gets weaker each day. And we come close to the death. This is something very true. We cannot run away, we cannot refuse, we cannot do anything. But sometimes the more we are afraid, the more we get more sick. Because it's precious. But if we understand it, we accept it, and we know how to live fully each day we have, then this is the Buddha appear. So the birth of the Buddha doesn't mean we honor. Of course we commemorate the day that Prince Siddhartha appeared on this planet. And he ordained as a monk, he practiced, he found a way to show us. We commemorate him as our teacher. But a deeper meaning, Buddha here, it means our awakening mind. Each of us, we have lot of memories, good memories and sometimes, you know, very bad and sadness memories. But when you come and sit down, of course, you never bring down, you never bring up negative. You try to bring positive up to your mind. So this positive, like the water, like the rain, to refresh yourself. Sometimes if you have a hard time to sleep, lie down on bed. Your hands, your legs, your whole body relax, and you are thinking you are now like a piece of cloud floating freely. And you follow your breath for a few minutes, you get into sleeping easily. You don't need sleeping pills. People have an iPad now, and they turn on my talks in YouTube. And, you know, I make them sleep. So when they see me and they say, "Wow, Thai, you know, I love your Dhamma talks so much because every time I hear you, I sleep." So I told them, "You must pay me." So people say, "No, no, you cannot do that. You know, that's wrong." To me, there's nothing wrong. If whatever I can do for others, even they never understand what I talk, but the way I speak, my voice make them fall asleep, happy enough. You don't have to be, you know, you don't have to be a flashlight. Maybe just a match. You don't have to be a flashlight, just a match so people can see where is the switch. You done your job. Even you turn you off after that. A very quick light. So the birth of the Buddha came here 2600 years ago. He never expect to live long. He never expect we have to remember him. But in him, he have done whatever he can. So that's why, because he done lot of things, but not none of the things he want us to remember. That's why this can last longer. Usually, we have the expectation. I have done this for you, okay? You remember. Next time, when I need your help, you have to help me back. We have a book. We mark down whatever we have done. But we never do this to our children, right? We never have a book, a notebook. How many bottles of milk they use since they were born? How many tons of Pampers that they use? Parents never count on us. Buddha never count on us. So the Buddha appear means every day we should let the energy of peace, the energy of awakening in us appear every day. If this light depends, if this light shines brighter each day, then this room get more light. Just this is like the adjusting. You know how to adjust and make your lighter, your light shining each day. We have some day we are so happy, but some day we so sad. But you know, we used to live with the energy of peace. We used to live with the energy of happiness, of generosity. So to overcome, in Buddhism, you will blessing or overcome doesn't mean whoever come and bring you over, but the teachings able to help you to overcome many obstacles. Let's say if we have a very peaceful family, and suddenly one day there are so much things that make us angry. And what do? At that moment, we sit down and we think how peaceful back a few days ago, or just a day ago, this family is still very peace. But how come now it's not at peace anymore? And then the energy of peace from yesterday will recover, will heal the energy of unpeace in this moment. We still bring lots of, you know, negative memories back in order to suffer, to make us feel uncomfortable. Then why not? We bring positive memories in order to healing ourselves. I used to say that there is nothing wrong to make up. But if we only make up, you know, from the outlook, then we should take some more time to make up, to let this inside look beautiful either. There's nothing wrong to listen to the music, to entertain ourselves a little bit, but let's take some time to hear something that balances back. And remember, when you so frustrated, when you're so depressed, when you're so angry, you want to find something to overcome this negative time. Then be mindful to find something to help us to overcome in a positive way. Sometime in our Buddhist tradition, we have the tradition that we accept all the kids who come and stay in the temple for a short term to practice as a monastic. And this tradition still practiced in some of the countries like Thailand, Laos, Cambodia. And usually in every time in the summertime, thousands of kids come to temple and ordain as a monk fully in 3 months. Why we need to do this? Because this 3 month summer break, they come to the temple, they live as a monastic. So they experience and they receive the energy of the practice. So the other 9 months when they go back to their daily life, this 3 months energy able to help them. We have a lot of greed in us. We have a lot of anger in us. These are all negative energies. So how to overcome your greedy? Giving. Because you know, when you're in the temple, you receive a lot of gifts from friends, from members. Every day they make offering. You know, in Theravada's tradition, every day you offering the food. You never speak up that you need food. But in the tradition, when you hold your bowl and walk on the street, then people know that you are arming for the food. They're willing to, you know, sacrifice some of their portion to give us some. And that is the practice of giving. And what do you practice to give back to the members? You are practicing them, you give them a chance to practice generosity. And you take this opportunity to help them to open their heart, open their mind. So when you see a beggar, instead of, you know, laughing at them, underestimate them, you pay respect to them. You are the one who helped me. You touch the seed of compassionate in me. If you don't see the one who suffer, then you never say, wow, I'm sorry to see this, I'm sorry to hear that, oh, I wish you well. If you don't see the lower condition, you never have a chance to cultivate your positive energy in you. So in Buddhist practice, if you are mindful enough, every minute, every second in this daily life, you all have a chance to practice. You know, we are so happy if some of the kids, you know, after they come stay in the temple for a few months or few years, they go back to their regular life, but they still keep some of the energy that they have received in the temple, in the monastery, while they stay with us. And that gives us lots of happiness. Because we know that the time we try to transmit it to them is permeating them, and they receive it and let that this energy permeate. Let this energy come to their body, to their bones, to their blood. You know, they live like they're breathing. You don't have to pretend you are a monastic. But every day, if you try to live as a monastic, then this monastic life will become, you know, very natural. It's like your breath. When you see people suffer, you cultivate the mind. Sometimes we upset. We upset with the one we love. We upset with our brother, with our sister, with our mom, with our dad, even our teacher. Of course, this is normal. But if we allow this energy become the controller, then we will guide by them too far away from the energy of peace. It's very hard to find, you know, to gain every single drop of water. You take days to get this thing full. But you only need a minute to flip over, and all the water will be dumped out. Every single drop of water will drop in the pail. It may be a day or 2 days to get this pail get full. But you only need 1 minute to flip over. So to build something is hard. To destroy something, easy. Like, you know, we take a week to arrange this small place to bathe the Buddha for this weekend. But we only need 2 hours to put everything away. You need a day to set up the meal, but you only have 1 hour to finish everything on the table. We put a lot of time to cut, to cook, to prepare, to arrange, but with few hours, everything done. We eat very fast. We make too slow. Then this is a time to reflect. So the Buddha taught us, when we are angry, think back about, you know, when you hate that person. Actually, you only say, I hate you at the time you're angry. But after you overcome, no, I just said that when I'm angry, but actually I love you so much. We try to comfort that person back. You know, and then maybe a few times, the more you apologize, the more they say, no, with me, these words no more meaning. Because we have repeat and repeat. The kids can do this. Okay? But we never accept this for an adult. You see, why? Because when we know this is the adult, we have a higher expectation. We easily forgive for a kid, but we are not easily to give for the adult. Especially the more you love, the more you hardly give them a chance, because you have loved them much. And they hurt you by the way they speak, by the way they act. So why we base the Buddha? Because this beautiful mind never used for a long time. So that's why a lot of dust tainted. So we need to sit down and start to cleanse it. So the water symbolizes for concentration. The water symbolizes for meditation. Because only when you're able to sit down calmly, quietly, and you're able to calm yourself and you can reflect clearly. So the water symbolizes for the practice. No practice, nothing can be possible. This is the path of practice. This is not a religion. This is the place where we come to practice. Not a place we only come here for worship. Because worshiping doesn't help much. Only can heal you amount of time. But you must receive the message while you are worshiping. And you take that word, make it become your food every day. Every day we need food. The eyes take the food, the ears take the food, the nose take the food. But if we are not mindful enough, we take a lot of food that contain poisons. How come? Because we never agree with anyone around us. Everyone around us, we look at them with disagreement eyes. We hear them, you see, I don't like to hear them. You see, I don't like to see them. So that's why we lose our power. Sometimes they say, oh, the Buddha have 6 special powers. The Buddha can fly. Wherever the Buddha wants to come, he can come there easily. You know what does that mean? There is nothing prevent us from coming to each other. Even the one who hurt you, even the one who suffer you, or the one who give you hard time, but you don't mind about that. You still try your best to come to that person when they need help. That is the power of, you know, coming to each other. You can understand why they become like that. So when you complain your brother, he never changed. Then we can ask ourselves a question. Did you try your best to help him change? Sometimes we expect people to change, but we don't give them the guidance. They did not change because they become like that because they lose their way, they lose their path. But we don't teach them. Let's say the teacher gives back your homework. You do this wrong. But the teacher willing to sit down and show you step some step to show you see where you stuck at. So the point here is that we can say that's wrong, that's not right. But what else we do? Teach them the right. This is the positive practice of the Buddha. So the Buddha said, up in the sky, in the heaven, or down to earth, I am the only one. What is that I am? The positive energy, the intent of changing, the intent of the practice. The only thing that we can do to make this life possible is we're able to transform ourselves and help the other to transform. And that is the awakening energy. So when we complain someone, or when we disagree with someone, let's prepare. If I'm going to correct him, do I have the solution yet? Do I have another way to help him yet? Or we just express our power. I am your older brother. I am your boss. I am your supervisor. The power cannot move people. Only the merits, the morality, the virtue does. So in our practice, this is what we say. The virtue is the root. The power, the talent is the branches. People can cut the branches easily, but it's hardly to take all the root off from the ground. So once the root is solid, the tree can survive, even all the branches has been cut. You don't have to be a super wisdom. But if you wholeheartedly practice, you gain that easily. There was a young friend who is only about 20. His parents try all their best to send him to Canada for study, for his education. And they work so hard back in Vietnam to make money and send money here to support him for his education. And one day he's so sad and he came to see me and he said, "Thai, how come I try a lot, but I still cannot make my mark higher. Even I don't want to bother my parents about the financial. I try to go to work so I can afford for myself. But I could not, you know, none of the jobs I can stay long. Just a month or 2 months and people fire me. When I go to school, people laugh at me because of my accent, because of my English speaking. So someday I go home, I stay with my uncle, but my uncle still don't understand me, and he also yell at me. So even I go home, I don't have any support. I go to school, I don't have any support. And I can feel that. When he share with me all of that, and I can feel. And because, you know, I was in that condition when I was young. So I can understand him deeply. And I asked him, "As long as you try your best, you reflect yourself. Did you make time to study? Have you wasted your time in the bar, in the club, or in the, you know, game times? If not, I guarantee your parents will not complain or, you know, disappointed in you. As long as you understand you have done your best. There, no one can judge us as ourselves, just as us." That's why in one of the Mahayana texts, Kristigraba Sutra, and I like this sentence. "The king of hell stay on the top, look at you and ask you a question. You cannot refuse what you have done because there is a mirror to reflect what you have done since the past." Do you know what is the king of the hell mean in this situation? Your mind. The king of the hell. Because when you suffer to the very bottom of the suffering, you ask yourself. And the mirror here means reflecting all your karmas you have done. Nhìn gương trước điện chẳng hiện. Nghe câu đó không? Đài cao nghiệp cảnh soi liền tội căn. Diêm Vương means the king of the hell. He will stare at you and ask you a question. You ask ourselves, we ask ourselves, did we try? Time is in our hand. How come a lot of people, they still have 24 hours a day, but they use it completely? We have 24 hours a day, but we still, with nothing we have done, but every time when somebody talk to us and we said, I don't have time. I have lots of work to do, but see back none of the work we have done completely. So to overcome, you know, we have lots of memories. Bring your positive memories to heal yourself. Some of my students now, they get old. Nowadays, some of them 27, 26, or 20, 21. But when I look at them, even they still here with me, or they left back to their home, but every time when they come back to see me, and I feel that they still my students, my children. And I can imagine how beautiful they are when they're small. Lots of them, you know, come to me when they were very, very small, very young. And lots of funny things about them that I still keep in mind. So sometimes, you know, they did not make me happy, but I don't blame them, but I can forgive and I can accept them, because in me, they're still beautiful. So the Buddha taught us, you know, bring the positive energy that we used to live in, try to help when the negative conditions, the negative energy come to your mind. So let's say when you argument with your wife, you're angry at her, and you say, oh, someday we're so happy together. Bring that energy, come back, try to heal the energy of anger in that time. When you have a lot of greed in you, and you will think, someday people give us, and someday we also give to others, but how come today we cannot give? Giving is a beautiful practice. When I was about 10 years old, I lived in a small village with lots of poor families, including my family. But every day, my mom tried her best to have lunch for me. She never, you know, leave me home without lunch or anything. I wait when she go to work. After she cook everything, she leave on the table, she start to go to work, and I take all the food I give to all the families who is poorer than me. And when I look at them eat, I'm so happy. And you know, I don't have any food to eat until they finish. There is an old lady in that village, in that family, and her family cannot afford her lunch. And every day I wait for my mom go to work. I take all the food from my home, I give to that old lady. And now every time when I remember her, or when I remember back that the time that I lived in my village, very poor condition. And that's why when I come to this condition, I'm happy at all. None of the things that I complain, because, you know, even now I only have a piece of bread or just a bowl of rice with soy sauce, I still happy the same, because I know that compared to what I have years ago back in Vietnam, this is much, much better. So the kids live in the West need to go back to Vietnam to see all the poorer conditions in order to, so when they come back here, they will appreciate all the things they have. We have a pair of shoes. When the shoe broken, we cannot throw away. We ask, you know, shoe prepare. They use some string. They try to sew and tie back, and we use that pair of shoe for a few years. Even the sandal. So if you see if you meet some of the Vietnamese, you know, who have lived in Vietnam after 1975, how poor they are, they can tell you. They can tell you days and days. Like myself, if you want to ask me, you know, how was my life, how was the other's life after 1975 back in Vietnam, I can sit and talk with you for years. I don't have a chance to go to school. Because at that time, if we want to go to school, we have to pay very high price. Especially if you are the one who escaped Vietnam by boat. That means you are against the government. And you never have a chance to go to school. So I withdraw from my school. I lose all my basics. And when I go to, when I immigrate in Canada, I have to catch up everything. So when we see we have lots of conditions, then what happened in us? The energy of expectation starts to less. Because we open our heart wider, we can appreciate everything around us easily. We can take things easily and we can take people easily. And we together live a happy life. Lately, when I come to the funeral, to do the service for the members. And in our tradition, you know, the family members need to kneel down to pray for their deceased, their loved one. Sometimes they have to kneel like that for hours. I look down and I can see, you know, they turn around, they move their body because it's so painful. It's very hard to kneel down like that. I have a way to help them. Think about how much time and hard time that your mother carry you for 9 months in front of her like this. 9 months. She cannot walk fast. She cannot sit, you know, you easily. When you have a baby in front of you like this for 9 months, and how hard you walk and you sleep and you do things. Not yet. After 9 months after you give birth, what happened? 3 years or 5 years to take care and nourish for the baby. Compared to the care of your mother, of your grandma, the time you kneel down here is painful. But compared to the painful that they have to handle for years, this hour is nothing. Think about that, to overcome your pain in this moment. So in our tradition, when it's come to your birthday, instead of expect you will have a gift from your mom, you will have a gift from your loved one, it's okay, but you have to have a gift for your mom on your birthday. You know why? Because in our tradition we say that your day, the day that you were born, is the most painful day for your mom. So birthday is your birthday, but your painful day, the painful day of your mom, present her a gift. We don't do that. The same as I said. We expect to be laugh and smile when we have some special occasion. But we cannot sit quietly and smile and laugh. Yeah, this is abnormal. But this abnormal smiling nourishes you a lot in your daily life. Because if everything normal, if you can keep it that normal, and you will be normal. If we don't live with a normal condition, abnormal conditions will come us, will come to us oftenly. For conclusion, what I want to share with you today. In us, we have lived in a very peace and happy condition moment. And sometimes in daily life, there are negative moments come. Bring, in order to overcome this negative, take all the positive that we have lived, try to comfort. Like when you have a physical sick, you tell yourself, I have lived many days without sickness. Now I have some sickness, it's trying to help me to understand more about the impermanence of life. It helped me to see more how much I need to, I have wasted my health, and now I need to come back and appreciate and take more care for my physical body. I did not know how to love my lung. I smoke a lot. I drink a lot. I go to the bar, the club overnight. I don't have enough sleep. So, you know, we have abused our physical body a lot. And this is the result that we having sickness. Life is not there. Not life is not period at them. Now I need to go back. From now on, I will not continue to do this. Yesterday I have a phone call from a man in the state. He is 50 years old now, and he said, "Thai, I just want to express my thanks to you because you have saved my life. To tell you the truth, I have wasted my life for almost 50 years. Since I have a little bit of understanding as a teenager, I just waste my life. I hate this life, and I've done a lot of bad things in order to destroy and damage myself and this life. And one day, I'm hanging around on the website, and suddenly I saw your name and one of your topics. A little bit interesting. I click on and I listen to it, and that attracted me. Since that day, I continue to listen, and you help me to see a lot of things in life. My wife really shocked about my changing. They are not Buddhism. So I told you, Buddhism is the way to live. If you found a way to live, you are Buddhism. So he emailed me last night one more time, and then I replied, and he said, "I'm so happy that you picked up my phone yesterday. I want to express how you have helped me." This just want to share with you about, you know, do not damage yourself when you recognize your mistakes. But you have to done something to make your mistakes. We have the word redo, retry. Then we can go back and do everything again. I'm still waiting for my student to come back. Some of them left. But in me, I always wish that, you know, after a period of time, that they taste all different tastes of life. And they will say that, "Oh, I have tried all different kinds of drinks. And now I feel that the bottle of water is still very valuable. Because all the drinks are made by water. Then instead of taking the name and the taste and the color, I just take the clear one. It's always helped me to see the truth. And this is what the Buddha taught. One monster came and asked him, what is the most powerful in this life? The Buddha said, the truth. It's like apple juice, orange juice, whatever kind of juice, whatever kind of drinks, they all make by water. Even the water is the most cheaper one compared to other drinks, but still very useful, because we need water more than juice. Thank you for your listening. I hope that you have understand what I try to share with you about my practice, and also to encourage you in this practice. Use your positive memories, positive things from the past, and help you to overcome your anger, your greedy, your evils. Sometimes we have a lot of evil mind in us. For example, one tiny thing. When we hit someone, what we used to say, I'm going to kill you. Even we don't do it. We never do it. But that become, you know, something like a, it's like a firecracker. And it can explode any time. And if you, we say that regularly, we think about that regularly, that will become the habit energy. But this is the negative habit energy, not good. And our practice is trying to bring positive habit energy more than negatives. And once we recognize we have a lot of negatives, try to bring positive in. So when we know that this mirror has been tainted with dust, take the cloth, cleanse it, clean it. One time is not enough. Second time, third time, one day the mirror can be bright and shiny. And this is the practice. Thank you for your listening, for your time. And I hope that if you're able to make your time and come and join us on this coming Sunday for the basic Buddha celebration. Please enjoy your breath along with the three sounds of the bell.